Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is January 15, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Binance's fiat gateway partner Banxa raises $2 million in Series A round. UN warns against attending North Korean crypto conference next month. IBM and Chef Arnst Nechez bring food to the blockchain. Voyager to offer interest on three newly listed stablecoins. Uphold opens crypto trading to users with UK bank accounts. Former Venezuelan gold mining company wants to centralize Bitcoin ATM infrastructure. Bitwise withdraws Bitcoin ETF application with the SEC. Enterprise Ethereum Alliance launches testing ground for blockchain interoperability. JP Morgan spin-off Kadena launches public blockchain, integrates wallet to Cosmos Network. Bitcoin eyes $9,000 after biggest single day rise in a month. Now let's get started. Binance's fiat gateway partner Banxa raises $2 million in Series A round. Digital banking infrastructure provider Banxa has raised $2 million in a Series A round. Led by blockchain investment firm NGC Ventures, the round also saw the ASX-listed Thorny Investment Group Australia participate, according to a press release on Wednesday. The firm offers a fiat currency to cryptocurrency gateway solution that was recently tapped by crypto exchange Binance for its addition of Australian dollar and euro payments. The new investment will be used to support the firm's plans to expand in new markets including in Europe, Asia and Africa. Banxa addresses the issue of user experience and onboarding while providing the much-needed regulatory assurances for newcomers to this nascent digital asset class, said Roger Lim, founding partner of NGC Ventures. UN warns against attending North Korean crypto conference next month. The United Nations is warning about the risks of attending North Korea's cryptocurrency conference in February. Reuters reports Wednesday that going to the event would probably be a violation of international sanctions, according to a confidential report soon to be put before the UN Security Council. The news comes after Ethereum developer Virgil Griffith was arrested and more recently indicted over attending the conference to give a talk last April. Griffith has been charged with conspiracy to violate the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. North Korea has been accused in another UN report of funding its weapons of mass destruction program with hacks of cryptocurrency exchanges, as well as banking institutions. The August 2019 report said North Korea has used widespread and increasingly sophisticated hacks to amass around $2 billion, which is laundered over the internet. Any efforts seen to be enabling the regime's efforts to circumvent sanctions would likely be illegal under UN rules. Supporting the DPRK's use of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology risks violating the Security Council's resolutions because it would unavoidably increase the DPRK's ability to subvert sanctions and generate revenue for its weapons programs, an anonymous British government spokesman told Reuters. The website for the North Korean event is reportedly seeking to attract U.S. attendees, saying their passports will not be stamped on entry, helping obfuscate their visit. An excerpt from the new UN report, seen by Reuters, states that past talks at the crypto conference have included explicit discussions of cryptocurrency for sanctions evasion and money laundering. IBM and Chef Arnst Nechez bring food to the blockchain. Chef Arnst Nechez and IBM teamed up at CES 2020 to create a vision of a blockchain-based food chain. IBM's Food Trust Project, of which Snitches is a part, aims to allow growers, grocers and cooks to track their food from seed to plate. The system, said IBM General Manager of Blockchain Services Jason Kelly, uses the blockchain simply because it is the cheapest way to get everyone from the farmer in the field to a tech-loving chef like Snitches to connect. Rather than forcing each participant to run massive data stores or buy expensive gear, this blockchain allows for most of the interaction to happen using 3D printed hardware and cell phones. Sanchez is the founder of the restaurant Johnny Sanchez in New Orleans and a judge on the television show MasterChef. Originally aimed at managing food supply chains for big corporations like Nestle, the new tech allows for farmers to optically or chemically scan their products using simple electronics. Then, as the food moves from farmer to supplier to kitchen, everyone involved can confirm the product matches the description. In fact, IBM showed off how its technology can read the colors in olive oil and help identify the manufacturer. One manufacturer, Cho, is already shipping its blockchain-tracked oil to Whole Foods stores. We spoke with Kelly and Sanchez at CES 2020. In fact, Sanchez cooked with blockchain-tracked produce including kale and scallops. For me, I felt like there were a lot of nameless ingredients, in the sense that I didn't have the connection to the farmer necessarily, said Sanchez. Blockchain allows you to have a direct connection and a conversation through technology. Sanchez served his blockchain-infused food at the event, showing us that the path to mass adoption may be through our stomachs. Voyager to offer interest on three newly listed stablecoins. Cryptocurrency brokerage Voyager Digital has listed three stablecoins and will soon allow customers to earn interest on their holdings. Announced Wednesday, Voyager said its support of Tether, USDT, USD Coin, USDC, and TrueUSD, TUSD, would enable traders to better manage risk and fund their accounts without going through a bank. Adding these three new stablecoins to our platform gives our customers an alternative funding mechanism and another means to hedge their risk in the crypto market, said Steven Ehrlich, Voyager co-founder and CEO. Voyager allows both retail and institutional investors commission-free trading on multiple exchanges from a single account. The platform uses technology said to ensure traders get the best prices available. The firm itself earns revenue by taking a spread from orders executed at levels better than quoted at order submission. Ehrlich, who used to be the CEO of E-Trade, founded Voyager with Oscar Salazar, the former CTO of Uber, in the summer of 2018. The broker began offering interest on 3% APR on Bitcoin last November, following its acquisition of wallet startup Ethos earlier that year. Voyager customers will also be able to earn interest on these stablecoins, giving them another way to grow wealth in the crypto industry, said Ehrlich. Deposits and withdrawals for all three stablecoins opened earlier Wednesday, with interest earning beginning February 1. The brokerage firm took the unusual step of a reverse merger in 2019, purchasing the majority of shares in a publicly traded company in this case, a defunct mining exploration company and combining in order to become listed on the Toronto Stock Exchange. By becoming a listed company, Voyager now makes quarterly and annual disclosures of its financials and answers to the Canadian Securities Regulator. That can help build trust with traders, according to Ehrlich, who said there was an increase in demand for users looking for new, secure platforms to buy and trade crypto assets. Uphold opens crypto trading to users with UK bank accounts. Trading platform Uphold has added pound sterling support, meaning users can trade cryptocurrencies via payments from UK bank accounts. The new connectivity launched into beta Wednesday and is expected to become publicly available on January 21. Near instant transfers will soon also be enabled through the UK's Faster Payments Service (FPS) in the coming weeks. After that, UK users will be able to make zero-fee deposits with bank cards, which can settle in seconds using FPS. They can also make deposits with 8 supported cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ether and XRP. Using Uphold's third-party providers, users can earn interest on fiat currencies and cryptocurrencies stored on the platform. Founded in 2013 as BitReserve, the platform originally launched as a straight play to make cryptocurrencies more accessible. The company rebranded to Uphold in 2015 when it expanded its mission to offer financial services in a broader range of assets. According to Uphold CEO JP Thiero, the platform is designed to democratize access to financial markets. Describing it as one of our most important markets, he added, the UK couldn't be joining us at a more important time as we're opening around 7,000 new accounts per day thanks to our expanded lineup of services. At the height of the ICO boom in 2017, some exchanges reported they were onboarding tens of thousands of new users every day. Binance CEO Changpeng Zhao told Bloomberg at the time the platform once had 240,000 new registrations in an hour. Uphold has more than 1.7 million users globally and a cumulative volume of $6 billion. As well as a trading platform, it can also be used to send funds free of charge. Using an automatic exchange facility means users can make transactions with different assets. In early 2018, Uphold received a $57.5 million investment from Ripple's chief risk officer, Greg Kidd, to help fund the creation of a new research and development arm, Uphold Labs. Uphold, which is already available in 40 countries around the world, currently supports trading in 27 cryptocurrencies, as well as 29 fiat currencies. Six new national currencies, including the Canadian dollar, have also been added as of Wednesday. Former Venezuelan gold mining company wants to centralize Bitcoin ATM infrastructure. First Bitcoin Capital Corp. wants to unite the providers of Bitcoin ATMs around the world. A one-time Venezuelan gold mining outfit turned multinational crypto startup, First Bitcoin registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission (SEC) last week an initial step, said CEO Greg Rubin, in providing fragmented Bitcoin ATMs a new network. His plan, link thousands of ATMs run by dozens of often small-time operators with a comprehensive know-your-customer, transaction monitoring and regulatory compliance solution that streamlines every aspect of the back-end business. We want to create a consortium of Bitcoin ATM operators and put them on the global ATM network, Rubin said. He said the consortium will roll out this year. First Bitcoin has been active in the crypto space for years, offering a Bitcoin exchange and ATM services. The SEC temporarily suspended trading of its shares in 2017. First Bitcoin's network hinges on its recently acquired 2015 patent, US 9, 135,787 B1, otherwise known as Bitcoin Kiosk, ATM device and system integrating enrollment protocol and method of using the same, came under First Bitcoin's control last summer in exchange for 1.6 million shares, according to the SEC filing. Rubin insisted the patent is more than a legal bludgeon. He said he has no desire to become a patent troll, referring to those who scoop up intellectual property rights and then sue infringers, often frivolously, seeking compensation and damages. We don't want to send two big Italian guys with baseball bats to enforce the patent, Rubin said. Instead, First Bitcoin will use the patent to make inroads among operators. Rubin said the relationship will be mutually beneficial. First Bitcoin will charge a flat transaction fee comparable to ATM fees, and operators will meet local compliance and regulatory burdens via its network. Rubin said small-time operators stand to gain the most from this globalized network. You cannot continue operating like you're in the Stone Age with 10 machines, he said. We will be on top of the regulations, we will be on top of security. Your role is just to promote the business. Enterprise Ethereum Alliance launches testing ground for blockchain interoperability. The Enterprise Ethereum Alliance (EEA), the standards group where finance and other industries explore private versions of Ethereum technology, has launched a testing ground to bring about certified, branded and harmonized business uses by the end of 2020. The EEA testnet will operate as a pre-certification sandbox, where forks of Ethereum can be standardized according to certain specifications set out previously by the EEA, which will make them interoperable with each other. There are now hundreds of companies working on enterprise versions of Ethereum, plus an entirely new cohort of industry players joining the fold via Hyperledger's Ethereum-based member BASU, making standardization a priority. As it stands, Ethereum-based clients and protocols are frequently unable to talk to each other. For example, Quorum, the privacy-centric version of Ethereum built by megabank JP Morgan, can't operate with Hyperledger BASU, which is designed to work seamlessly across private deployments and the public Ethereum mainnet. Early on in technology families, people do often make assumptions of interoperability. But when you actually put these pieces together in an app, they don't work, said Paul DiMarzio, director of community for the EEA. The launch of the testing ground, developed by DLT testing platform Whiteblock Genesis, brings the EEA standards program into its middle stage, said DiMarzio. We are providing a place where clients can start to get their feet wet in a testing environment, and then, towards the end of the year, we'll provide the actual ability to certify against those specifications. Then we can actually stamp things as being EEA certified and branded and have that guarantee of interoperability as opposed to an assumption, he said. Zach Cole, CEO of Whiteblock, takes up a role as chair of the EEA Testing and Certification Working Group. Cole said the testnet will exist indefinitely as businesses continue to join the Ethereum community. Even if we have some tech specs finalized, people are going to want to be able to experiment within a low-risk environment, he said. There has been some suggestion of rivalry between JP Morgan's Quorum and Hyperledger Bisou, which was built by engineers at Pegasus, one of the main spokes in the consensus wheel of Ethereum-based startups. The current disconnect between Quorum and Bisou turns on a subtle difference in the implementation of the Istanbul Byzantine Fault Tolerant (IBFT) consensus algorithm. Bisou refers to its version IBFT2, which DiMarzio said the new test environment could help iron out. Some scenarios include public transactions, private transactions, permissioning, block validation and the IBFT consensus mechanism, said Dan Heyman, head of Pegasus, in a statement about planned test scenarios for Bisou. An EEA certification program is being talked about for potentially the end of 2020. JP Morgan declined to comment. DiMarzio said EEA needs to coordinate its testing program with the Ethereum Foundation, which is overseeing the rollout of the Ethereum 2.0 public blockchain, but the majority of the EEA's focus is not directly concerned with the complex switch to a proof-of-stake (PoS) system of block creation. The EEA testnet is intended for members to run applications that follow current EEA specifications. PoW and PoS are consensus algorithms, and the current EEA client spec does not dictate what specific consensus algorithm must be used. A shift in base protocols from PoW to PoS will of course be evaluated by the working groups to determine if the specs and testnet should be changed, he said. Most private clients currently substitute different consensus algorithms, such as IBFT, RAFT, and Proof of Elapsed Time, POET. The EEA working groups are in particular looking at Byzantine fault-tolerant consensus algorithms, primarily those related to IBFT, for potential future adds to the spec, said DiMarzio. Bitcoin eyes $9,000 after biggest single-day rise in a month. View: Bitcoin violated crucial resistance near $8,460 on Tuesday, strengthening the case for a rise to the 200-day average at $9,100. The pullback seen in the last 12 hours or so lacks volume support and could be short-lived. Acceptance under Tuesday's low of $8,100 would abort the short-term bullish bias. Indicators, however, are reporting strong bullish momentum, so a drop below $8,100 looks unlikely. Bitcoin jumped sharply on Tuesday, violating key resistance and opening the doors for a test of a widely followed technical line above $9,000. The number one cryptocurrency by market value added nearly $800 to its price and ended the day, UTC, with 8.74% gains, the biggest single-day gain since December 15, according to CoinDesk's Bitcoin Price Index. Back then, Bitcoin had reversed higher from an 8-month low of $6,425 to score its first double-digit gain since October 25. The big move from multi-month lows warned of an impending reversal of the 6-month bearish period, a trend change that was confirmed with last week's 11% price gain. That bullish breakout has been bolstered by Tuesday's move above $8,463, passing the resistance of a lower high created on January 8. As a result, the next major resistance, the 200-day moving average (MA) located at $9,100, could soon come into play. At press time, Bitcoin is changing hands near $8,710, representing a 1.4% gain on a 24-hour basis. While prices have pulled back from Tuesday's high of $8,900, the technical charts suggest it's nothing more than a temporary correction. Bitcoin rose more than 8% and closed well above $8,463 on Tuesday. The breakout above the lower high was accompanied by the strongest buying volumes, green bar, since November 25, according to Bitstamp data. Volumes also rose sharply on major exchanges like Bitfinex and Coinbase, which are included in the calculation of Bitwise's real 10 Bitcoin trading volume listing along with Bitstamp. As a result, further gains could be in the offing, more so, as there are no signs of overbought conditions. The 14-day relative strength index is yet to cross into overbought territory above 70.00. Further, bullish momentum is looking strong with the 5- and 10-day averages sloping upwards. In the 6 hours to 5 o'clock Coordinated Universal Time, trading volumes dipped as the cryptocurrency pulled back from $8,900 to $8,555. A low-volume price drop is often short-lived. The RSI has also realigned in favor of the bulls as opposed to above 70 readings seen 24 hours ago. All in all, Bitcoin looks set to pass the psychological resistance of $9,000 and test the 200-day MA at $9,100 in the short term. A UTC close above the 200-day MA would expose key resistances located at $9,400 and $10,350. Popular analyst Josh Rager expects a potential break above $10,350 to set the tone for a major bull run for months to come. The cryptocurrency reversed sharply lower from $10,350 in October, so a move past that resistance could attract keener buying. The short-term bullish view would be invalidated if prices find acceptance under Tuesday's low of $8,105. That level could come into play if the cryptocurrency breaches the former hurdle turn support of $8,463 on the back of strong volumes. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.